The Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York, opened two new exhibitions this month. Why open one when you can open two? Norman Rockwell in the 1960s and 60 from the 60s, selections from the George Eastman Museum. Perhaps you see a theme there. The Rockwell Show features 21 illustrations and original magazine covers by Rockwell. The Eastman Show features photographs, both exploring the turbulent decade that marked the generational changes in America during the 1960s. Erin Coe is the director of the Hyde Collection. She joins us now. She's a dear friend of the program, and we love when she's on, and we thank her very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thank you very
much. Love being here, too.
Well, we love having you on the program. I find this show interesting as a kid who was born in the 60s, that it is right in the middle of it. That you these two exhibitions are interesting because you have one where you have a look at the 60s through the eyes of an older generation mm-hmm. in Norman Rockwell,
right?
And then you have the changes that we talked about and how those are emerging through these generational changes through the Eastman Museum,
right? So I think both shows highlight an important feature that defined the 1960s.
Yes.
And that it was a decade of photography. All these events recorded through photographs and illustrations.
So let us start with, did you initially say, okay, we're going to do 60s, or do you say, I want to do this exhibit and I want to do that exhibit, and oh, these would work well together?
Well, George Eastman Museum came first.
Okay. All right.
So the 60 from the 60s came first, and that is an exhibition of 60 photographs from the 1960s, as if it wasn't apparent in the title.
Got it.
And 10 photographers, though. So 10 prominent photographers closely associated with the decade of the 1960s. Norman Rockwell came after. So it was sort of a bit of an afterthought, because I was grappling with this issue of, well, how do we find the hook? You know, if we're going to talk about the 1960s through the George Eastman Museum, we need to maybe tell other stories as well.
Right.
And it just so happens that the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, had this traveling show, Norman Rockwell in the 1960s. So it just provided the perfect opportunity to have an exhibition that helps to enrich the story and the narrative that we're weaving together with these two parallel exhibitions, yet, you know, some ways different. There's commonalities, there's differences. But I think I love this idea of putting it together and juxtaposing the photographs with the Norman Rockwell illustrations from the 60s. Because, Joe, one thing that happens when you go to a museum and you see photographs or works of art in isolation on a wall, we forget that those photographs, many mm-hmm. appeared in the picture weeklies of the 1960s,
right,
including magazines that the Norman Rockwell illustrations appeared in.
Right.
So these actually coexisted in this visual culture of the 1960s.
That's a great way of putting it. So if you look at a Saturday Evening Post or a Life magazine or Look magazine, right. It was a Look magazine that had that was Glens Falls as hometown America. Am I right on that, or was that another magazine?
I think it was Look.
It was Look. Yeah. So this is a really interesting idea, because
right.
all of those things are
circulating,
emerging.
Right.
And also the cultures are kind of getting a grip on what is happening around them, right?
Exactly.
Just a quick question, and it wasn't on my original thought list, but just when you mentioned it, it made me think, because when you said that the Rockwell Show was traveling, is there ever a geography issue where they say, oh, you know, you're kind of close to the Rockwell, we want it, or is that ever an issue, or do they not think about that?
It wasn't an issue with our colleagues at the Norman Rockwell Museum, because they are not showing this exhibition there in Stockbridge.
Right.
They're traveling it, and their goal is to share this wonderful exhibition that they've curated with museums throughout the country, including their neighbors and
yes.
friends in Glens Falls. So no, that was not an issue. In fact, they were thrilled to have the show at the Hyde. And this is, I should add, our first exhibition at the Hyde Collection devoted to Norman Rockwell.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
so
really great.
Great timing.
And you have some iconic paintings from the Rockwell Collection that are a part of this traveling show.
Yeah, the traveling show has 21 illustrations. There aren't any paintings in
My
the
apologies.
Exhibition. Oh, no,
okay.
That's fine. Just to clarify, often that gets confusing in the world of exhibiting the art of illustrators. So we're dealing really with the printed images in this exhibition. But yes, to answer your question, Joe, two of his most iconic civil rights images are in this exhibition. The most iconic, I think, is The Problem We All Live With from 1964. Mm-hmm. And that is the image of little six-year-old Ruby Bridges being escorted by four federal marshals on her first day of being integrated in an all-white school in New Orleans.
Right.
And the second is The New Kids in the Neighborhood.
Right.
From a couple of years later. And that is a fascinating image where you have an encounter between the white children in this white suburban neighborhood, middle class neighborhood, and the new African American family, middle class family, is moving into the neighborhood. And they're staring at each other in the driveway with the moving truck right behind them. And, you know, what Rockwell does is so interesting is how he uses motifs and symbols in these illustrations. So, for example, the African-American young boy has a baseball glove, and the young one of the young white boys is wearing a baseball uniform and glove and mitt. And so and then, you know, the young African-American girl is holding a cat and the other girl has her dog. So I think what Rockwell is looking at is what unifies Americans.
Mm.
And he's very interested in this issue of desegregation. And these two images speak to that in a profound way.
They're such a beautiful size, too. I mean, they're really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a neat... Neat to see them.
It is. And it's also, I think the exhibition's interesting because it's looking at a side of Norman Rockwell's career that I would argue is not so well known. He's really known for those iconic Saturday Evening Post magazine covers that he was producing from 1916 all the way up to 1963.
Yeah.
320 magazine covers. And they were lighthearted and, you know, he told stories about American life and its small but extraordinary moments.
Kid in the doctor's office.
Right,
the runaway.
The freckled boy in the swimming hole.
Right.
You know, the scraggy dogs. I mean, and... If he wanted to show African Americans or minorities, the editorial policy at the Saturday Evening Post at the time was that they had to be relegated to the margins. They had to be shown in subservient roles. And as an artist who was very concerned, as Norman Rockwell was, with issues of tolerance and equality, I think that started to bother him. And by 1963, he realized it was time to take a new course and to shift gears and try something new. So he stopped working for the Saturday Evening Post, and he began working for Look magazine and creating works that had a stronger repertorial focus and a focus on social issues and concerns of his day. And so leaving those sort of lighthearted yarns behind and focusing on serious issues confronting Americans in the 1960s, namely the issue civil rights and desegregation. And he told that story through children, and that is another interesting aspect of these illustrations.
So through that show, and of course through the Eastman show,
right?
There's a lot of reality here, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of realism. And, you know, a bit of idealism at the same time,
sure.
Especially with Norman Rockwell, you still get that a little bit, even in the 60s illustrations. But certainly a good deal of realism is apparent, because in the George Eastman Museum show of the 60 photographs, you have a generation of photographers. Many of them are coming out of photojournalism. They're coming out of the tradition of straight photography and photojournalism. So you're seeing, when you come into the galleries, you'll see works by, for example, Benedict Hernandez, who did a whole series of photographs of Martin Luther King Jr. So you'll see Martin Luther King Jr. in a march in front of the United Nations. So you see civil rights marches. Then next to that is an image of a Vietnam protest in front of the Pentagon. So these are, and then there's another photo of a riot in Newark, New Jersey. So, and then there's Allen Ginsberg with a sandwich board that says pot is fun. So it's just, the show really
there's
gets,
the 60s right
there's
there.
There's the 60s right there. And actually, when you walk in the gallery, I oversaw the installation of the photographs. I have Benedict Fernandez's photographs right on that front wall. So yeah. There's no mistaking that you're in the decade of the 1960s, and it really kind of gets you right as soon as you walk into the gallery.
You mentioned 10 photographers.
Right.
Highlights of those photographers who have their work.
Right. So we mentioned Ben Fernandez. He's your photojournalism, your social protest photographer.
Yes.
There's also the art photographers of the 60s, and two of the greatest, Aaron Siskind and Harry Callahan, are featured in this exhibition. And they're coming out of a tradition of Alfred Stieglitz and Minor White and art photography of the 20th century. And Aaron Siskind, in particular, was spending a lot of time with the abstract expressionist artists. So he was interested in using the camera to abstract from the world around him. And I think the series called The Pleasures and Agonies of Levitation, which shows this man suspended in midair. Mm. It's one of our, it's the image on the banner and much of the publicity. And he's isolated, this gesture of this man literally levitating in midair against a stark white background. It almost looks like an abstract gesture or movement. So art photography. Then there are other photographers in the show who are very well known for another genre of the 60s, street photography.
Yes.
And Gary Winogrand, his name is synonymous with great street photography of this era. So there's a selection of photographs by Gary Winogrand. There's also commercial photographers who are very well known in the 1960s at the height of their powers, like Arnold Newman. Arnold Newman pioneered what's known as the environmental portrait, showing celebrities in the context of their intimate, domestic, personal surroundings. So, for example, there's a great image that one of my favorites, actually, of Igor Stravinsky. Newman spent about 3 weeks photographing Stravinsky. And at one point, Stravinsky actually commented that he didn't even know that Newman was there.
Mm.
He was so good at this, photographing his subjects and trying to really get them situated in their environment. And he shows Stravinsky seated at a table, hovering over his latest composition. And he's dwarfed by this dizzying checkerboard floor. And the shot is a bird's eye view. So Newman's looking down at Stravinsky, absorbed literally in this creative moment, you know, this moment of creating a composition. And then that checkerboard floor and the way it's tilted and the angles, it's just phenomenal how in one image he encapsulates this entire man's career in a way, you know, his personality and his creative drive all in one photograph. There's another great one of Eleanor Roosevelt. Shows the elder Eleanor Roosevelt in the 1960s, of course, in a room in her home, and she's standing in front of this pile of papers and magazines and newspapers, and then there's pictures on the wall behind her. So it's showing you another side, a more intimate portrayal of some of these celebrities and, you know, major figures of the 1960s.
Norman Rockwell in the 1960s and 60 from the 60s selections from the George Eastman Museum are both on view now at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York. You have some very cool programs going on as well.
Yes, we do. Actually, speaking of Norman Rockwell, on March 10th at 7 p.m. at the Hyde Collection, we're going to have Tom Daly, curator of education from the Norman Rockwell Museum. He's going to come to the Hyde and share stories behind the creation of such paintings that you and I were just discussing, including The Problem We All Live With and New Kids in the Neighborhood. And he's also going to reflect, Joe, on Norman Rockwell's dedication to civil rights throughout his career. So we're looking forward to seeing Tom on March 10th.
All good stuff. You can find out more information by going to the website hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org. I have to say that the Hyde Collection is one of my happy places.
I go love there, hearing that, Joe.
Go there when on a Sunday afternoon with the family and the kids and just have a lovely, lovely day. And we do it a couple times a year, and it's just a perfect place to spend time. Congratulations on the great work you continue to do there.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Norman Rockwell in the 1960s, 60s from 60 from the 60s, selections from the George Eastman Museum, both on view at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls through April 3rd. Go to hydecollection.org for more information. Aaron Coe is the director of the Hyde Collection. Aaron, it's always a joy to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.